Well, God bless you, and I thank you for joining us. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I am now going to turn the call over to our host. Have a blessed and prosperous day. To our host.
Thank you, Sister Willa, for greeting the people this morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Robin Wilson, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. Today is Trust in the Lord Tuesday, and that is such a blessing because, just as she said, we are trusting our God. We will not lean to our own understanding, and we acknowledge Him in all of our ways. And this is the Master's Call. And the founders of this call, that's exactly what they did. They trusted in the Lord, and they acknowledged Him in all of their ways. And because of that, we had the birth of this call. And the founders of this call is Dr. P.K. Roberts out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Dallas, Texas. And the call was founded on October 25th, 2010. And the scripture that we stand on is found in Psalm 88, verse 13. And it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And that's what we do. We start our day off in the morning with our Father. We end our day before we lay our head down with our Father, because this call is all about the Master. He is the beginning and He is the end of our lives. In Him we live and we move and we have our being. And our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And this call is such a blessing because it truly does that for each one of us, and I can attest to that for myself personally. And I also want to share with you that we have an email address. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And what you can do with that email address is send us your prayer requests. We love to pray. Send us your praise reports. We will rejoice with you unto the Lord. And if you would also like to be a prayer intercessor, drop us a quick line, and I'll get back to you as the prayer general, and we will open our doors and our hearts up to you and say welcome to the family. We also have a website, and our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And again, that is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And you can go to that site at your leisure. Take your time, day or night. All of the messages have been archived there. You can listen to them anytime. You can download them. And it's just a plethora of information for each one of us. And we can taste and see that our Lord, He is truly good because the words are powerful that were imparted to us by the men and women that have been on the call. Now, the thread that has brought many of us together, it's a company called Artists International. And Artists International is a health and wellness company owned and founded by the Diaz de Leon family. And they are believers sold out to the Lord Jesus, and that's why Artists is successful. And if you're not a distributor, that's okay. We are glad to have you. But go back to the person that invited you to the call. Let them tell you a little bit about Artists International and what it stands for and what we believe, because we're ministers in the marketplace, and we're telling others and teaching others about living a healthy life. Now, at this time, I want to go ahead, and I am going to call Sister Benita to come and open us up so that the woman of God can continue from tomorrow. From yesterday, I'm sorry. Sister Benita, are you there?
Good morning, my sister. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. I trust in the Lord Tuesday. Thank you for that message, Minister Willa. And for, with that, I have this simple prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we will forgive those that will trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And I just trust in the Lord that he will place on your heart all that you come to him for he knows best. And you have a blessed day. Thank you. I'm back to you, Minister.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Bonita, for opening us up this morning with the word of prayer. Prayer is powerful. His word is powerful. No matter what it is powerful. And at this time, I would like to bring to the line, she's not a stranger. She's one of the co-founders of this. She's one of the co-founders of this call. She is a minister. She is a doctor. She is an anointed woman of God. And if I can ask everyone to please just press *6 to just mute yourself, that would be great. And she is filled with the word of God. Dr. Vanessa, as I mentioned earlier, she lives in Dallas, Texas, but she's been with her mother and her father being a blessed child, taking care of her parents by way of Prairie View. And at this time, I would like to introduce to some, but bring back to the line, our co-founder and victorious woman of God, Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our entire Master's Call family. Praising God for each and every one of you as you early in the morning press in and call in to be a part of what God is doing on this line. We are excited because this is ministry. This is kingdom building, and we appreciate, do not take it for granted, that so many of you all from coast to coast call in each and every morning. So grateful for Minister Willa and trust in the Lord Tuesday, that's what it's all about, trusting, leaning and depending on our Lord. And Miss Benita, the power in the simple Lord's Prayer. Thank you for clearing the heavens. And, of course, our prayer general, so appreciate you. We are excited because we're in a new series, and we started yesterday talking about core values. And true to me being a prophet that I am, I'm always about us always acknowledging current events, what's going on in and around us, so that we're relevant with our ministry. And I mentioned many of you all know, and trusting that many of you all are participating with us as we're on the 14th day of our journey in Lent, of what Jesus acknowledged, the 40 days, what the Jews, and Jesus was a Jew, adheres to this calendar of pressing in, sacrificing, crucifying the flesh as we head toward Resurrection Day. And we've asked everybody to give up something. You know, the beginning of the year, we gave up foods. But I want us to give up something that we may give up going to movies if you're an avid moviegoer or watching TV or on Facebook or just whatever you know will be a coach to give up so that your flesh understands it doesn't run the show, so that your emotions understand you're important, but we must submit and be yielded and be a clear, concise conduit where the Spirit of the Lord can flow. And at this time, we've also asked you to keep a journal and write down 7 things that you're believing God to do. And in this year of government, of all is well in 2012, we'll watch God align our attitudes, align our hearts, and activate the atmosphere with his will for our lives. And we're excited, many, many, many of you are women on this line, that this is a national, international Women's History Month. And I so believe that we should celebrate each other, celebrate the accomplishments. In 2012, the theme for the National Women's History Month is women's education, women's empowerment. You know, part of our mission statement is to empower us as believers. Because, see, when you're empowered, when you know who you are, and utmost, when you know whose you are, doubt can't creep in. Fear doesn't get a stronghold. Anxiety doesn't have a seat in the place because you're empowered with the anointing of God that destroys every yoke. And in recognition of women's contributions to American history, we have, you know, just like last month, when Black History Month was begun, because history books had a selective amnesia of the contributions that people of color, African Americans, had made, the same dilemma, the same plight has been with women that most of our history books don't acknowledge. But we know that the history of it, it started out in California on the West Coast in 1978. The Educational Task Force of the Sonoma County Commission on the Status of Women, they first started, just like blacks did, with the Women's History Week. And this week was chosen to coincide with the International Women's Day. And it got such a great response and such a great, you know, excitement among the trenches, because sometimes the unsung heroes, the backbone, from the Bible to now, has been women. And through just celebrating it and it growing and evolving into Women's History Month, finally, in 1987, so it's not like it's been a whole long time ago, at the request of the National Women's History Project, Congress expanded the week to a month, and the U.S. Congress has issued a resolution every year since then with wide support for Women's History Month. So I'm encouraging men and women everywhere, celebrate the sisters in your life. Let them know how much you love them, how much you appreciate them. Esteem the God in them. We have so many, excuse me, awesome patriarchs and really matriarchs in the Bible who took a stand, who had to stand alone and believe in the God in them. Women are built as nurturers, as incubators, as we receive the sperm to birth the child. Many times we have to cover and protect and birth and shield things so they get strong enough to grow. And that causes some scars. That causes to stand strong and to not grow weary in well-doing. And we want to celebrate, large and small, the accomplishments. For some of us, you just need to lay your hands on your own self and say thank you for standing strong and believing in your own self when others didn't. But again, we wanted to acknowledge Women's History Month because that aligns with our topic, our series that we started yesterday, of core values, because strong, sanctified, strategic women have the core values, the biblical principles that have persevered us to be the blessings to the body of Christ. Most churches today would be shut down if it wasn't for the women in the pews, the hands that carry the work, the missionary hands that carry the message. We embrace our brothers, but we want to make sure we're taking time to celebrate the women of God in our lives. And our topic for this series has been core values, ethics, and leadership based on godly principles. So we have some leaders out there, but they're not leading everybody to Christ. So very strategic in saying core values, ethics, and leadership based on godly principles. The acronym that God gave me for CORE is centered on right ethics. Whenever you think of a core of something, you think of that's the backbone, that's the base, the core of an apple, the core of a situation, or the root of a situation that allows life to happen, to continue. And the core of our lives has to be based in the Word of God, has to be wrapped around the embracing the presence of the Holy Ghost. And we ended with the phrase, just do the God thing. You know, the world says just do the right thing. Well, unfortunately, in the hearts and minds of many, right has become too relative and not always based on the righteousness of God. So we're going to say do the God thing. Our scripture came out of the book of Mark, and Mark 4, very familiar passage, verses 4 through 7, and I encourage you to go back and read that on your own time, where it talks about the seed, and the seed meaning the Word of God. being planted where some fell on stony ground where it didn't have much earth, didn't have a core, didn't have roots, and it had no depth. See, many of us love God, but there's no depth in our walk. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Because when there's depth, when there's roots in your life, you're not so quick to be pulled off stray by the enemy. You're not so easily distracted. We know the word. When you say you love God, then you want to learn about what's important to him. I say this in love and just going to say amen on me this morning because I challenged my membership with this many years ago, and I keep this in front of them. When you say you love God with all of your heart and you can't quote 10 scriptures, something's wrong, because you can tell me the 10 top designers, you can tell me the 10 top draft picks in sports, you can tell me the 10 best movies, you can tell me the 10 top actors. Oh, but when I ask you to quote the scriptures and tell me where they are in the context of what they mean and you can't quote them, NASA, we've got a problem. And we've got to get back to the core values of knowing and having that depth where it's not on stony ground. And we talked about in verse 6 that some seed fell among thorns in 7. And thorns are when the darkness of the world chokes you up. See, when we're not in the core, we're not rooted and grounded, then life attacks, fiery darts come, and it literally chokes the life out of us. So many of us are fighting depression, fighting feeling overwhelmed, feel like we're on a treadmill, not getting anywhere in God. And we're not going back to the core of the matter that if I say I love God with all of my heart, my actions, my schedule, my lifestyle ought to reflect it. I ought to not be a secret agent saint where they're not sure what side I'm on. And then verse 8, other seed fell on good ground, where it yielded a good crop because the roots went deep. And even when the winds of life blow, when situations and circumstances come, because when you keep on living, stuff will happen. Things will happen that are not pleasant or not easy. But when you've got some core values rooted and grounded in God and you have the ethics to do the God thing, and then you get through it and your test becomes an awesome testimony. We talked about yesterday about when you're self-employed and like us in network marketing, you have to be that minister in the marketplace because it'll reveal to us how disciplined or undisciplined we are. And I talked to yesterday about how the word talks first well before motivational and corporate America taught us about time management. Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 17 talked about time management. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise because the days are evil. Use your time wisely. Strategic planning, Proverbs 6. Verses 6 through 10, where it talks about the ant that has enough sense to plan ahead, not a crisis management, and want to say, oh, the Lord knows my heart. Yeah, he knows that our heart is desperately wicked, and we haven't disciplined ourselves so that we'll achieve the destiny that he has for us. Whenever you won't plan, there's some issues we got to get to the core of. It concerns me when saints I just see what any way the wind blows. No. God has a plan, but we've got to cooperate. We've got to tap in and flow. Going all off my notes, God has someone on this line who needs to hear this by the Spirit of the Lord this morning. What about conflict resolution? I teach a series all over the country about agreeing to disagree, but knowing that we've got to make the God decision. Matthew 18, 15 through 17, I've taught in years past on this call about how I know it grieves the heart of God that over 80% of the body of Christ does not handle conflict scripturally. See, I don't care what the world tells you. I'm holding you to what we think we believe, the Bible. In Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17, it talks about if you have an ought with your brother or your sister, it tells you first to go to God. Because, see, a lot of times if we do what the Bible says and go to God first, he'll show us what we did wrong, how we didn't say it like we meant it. And then if after we've gone to God, then we go back to that person. That's where 95% of us fall out the boat. See, we'll go to our prayer warrior, we'll go to our parents, we'll go to our counsel, but that's not what the Word told you to do. And the reason God told you to go first back to that person, you start involving people and you put in their spirit things that they should never hear. Oh, let me give you a simple example, because some of us are looking so deep like we don't understand. See, couples, married folks, you know, when husband and wife have had an argument and fell out and you called and told your mother about it, just sounded off, so you said, and y'all made up that night. But she's still 20 years later reminding you about that argument. But why? Well, it's your fault, because you put it in her spirit. See, as a pastor, see, I've had folks struggle because folks got upset and went in shared something with a younger saint and put it in their spirit. Now they're struggling to stay focused and saved. The Bible says go back to that person. Uh-huh. And see, most of us want to say, well, I was so upset, I couldn't have said it right. No, that's your flesh. What do we talk about? Being spirit-led instead of emotionally led. And you two work it out. Then the Word says if you two cannot work it out, then it tells you to be prayerfully in bringing someone in. It didn't say go get your posse. It said ask God who you should bring in, not someone who you know is going to side with you. Uh-huh, yeah, go read Matthew 18, 15 through 17, and let's line up with conflict resolution. And then the Bible even says if that can be worked out, then bring them before the entire congregation. And then we talk about goal setting with clear markers to be able to measure success. Habakkuk 2, which we've been recently talking about write the vision, make it plain upon the tablets that he may run that readeth it. Write it down so it gets out of that ethereal realm and it becomes a contract between you and God, a covenant. Write your goals down. See, long before corporate America did goal setting and strategic planning, the Bible had rudiments of letting us know what to do and how to do it. Proverbs 21, verse 5, that fifth verse in the wisdom book of Proverbs 21 says, good planning and hard work leads to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Wow, got to do it God's way. See, many crash and burn because they will not become coachable, teachable, and duplicatable. In our field, in business, as entrepreneurs, as network marketers, we must be coachable, teachable, and choose to be duplicatable. See, it's a scary thing when you want to be the big fish in a small pond and you don't want to share what you have. Jesus shared with the 12, who shared with the 70, who shared with the 120. That's why you and I are serving Christianity today, because it's duplicatable. I call it the KISS method. Come back, keep it simple, saints. The gospel is a simple good news that Jesus died, bled, and lives again and covered our sins. And God is a good God. Oh, Robert's taught me well at ORU. God is a good God. And no matter what you're walking through, he's going to work it all together for your good and for his glory. Each one of us should be desire to be mentored by someone on this side of the Jordan. Yes, someone with flesh. See, yes, Jesus is our ultimate mentor, but we should all pray and ask God to give us a mentor with flesh and bones and a pulse and has the time to pour in truth, to discipline us daily, to speak the truth in love. See, we had biblical patriarchs and matriarchs who were mentored by others. Moses mentored Joshua. Naomi mentored Ruth. Mordecai mentored Esther. Aquila and Priscilla mentored Paul. Paul mentored Timothy. Jesus mentored the disciples. Core values, ethics, and leadership based on godly principles. We got to do the God thing, staying centered on right ethics. And see, with network marketing, being that minister in the marketplace is still one of the best ways to achieve financial freedom and time freedom so that we can live a successful life for Christ and be his kingdom builders. See, several of us have one or the other, but to be effective and strategic in fulfilling the purpose of our lives, we must have both. See, we don't want to have time but no finances to get the vision accomplished. I always tell other ministries, none of us are short of vision. None of us are short of dreams, but many of us are short of finances to accomplish them. And we don't want to have the finances, but then not effectively implement our goals with a spirit of excellence because we didn't have the time to think it through, to pray it through, to meditate and prepare for all the options and possible challenges that we may encounter. See, better time management and goal setting, coupled with consistency and perseverance, can bring in the time and the finances. And Artists International becomes one of those tools that God can use to achieve this destiny. Yet the process is achieved more smoothly, more meaningfully, more strategically when we have strong, strategic, and sanctified core values, and we're implementing them throughout the process and every step of our journey. So the pivotal key for the process is how we achieve this freedom. Are we planting the right seeds to ensure a godly harvest? Proverbs 14, that 12 through 14 verses I close. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and joy may end in grief. The faithless will be fully repaid for their ways, and the good man rewarded for his. Remember our theme, just do the God thing. Core values, ethics, and leadership based on godly principles. I speak this word in your spirit that this day, every day, we're going to choose to do what God tells us to do. We're going to choose the ethics that are based in planting good seeds so that we'll have a bountiful harvest in Christ. Back to you, Evangelist Minister Robin. Minister Robin?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
Sorry about that. Praise God. Let's do the God thing. That's enough right there just for each one of us to think about. At this time, I would like to bring Minister LaShawn to the line. Will you please close us out these last 2 minutes in prayer? Minister Sean, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Amen. Yes, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this word that was given to us this day, the word that was downloaded at our Pastor Vanessa, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for teaching us how to be coachable, how to be teachable, how to be people capable, Lord. We ask that you please continue to plant that seed of not only success, but give back to those who are in need. Father God, we ask you that you please keep us humbled, keep us motivated, and keep us enlightened in your word, Father God. Teach us that your word is the way, not man's way, but your way, Father God. We know you are the God of the second chance. We know you are a God of giving. We know you are a God of forgiveness. So we ask that you forgive us for any thoughts we may have had in the past that was unlike you. We ask you that you please forgive us for any thoughts or actions that was not of you in the past, anything that was not a core value in our soul, any seed that we planted that was so a weed opposed to a beautiful flower, Father, Lord God, we ask you and beg for your forgiveness, God, because we know that you are a God of a second chance and you will correct all things that are unlike. God, we ask that you please continue to watch over those and keep them strong. Give us all traveling mercies to and from our places today, and we also ask for traveling mercies when we go to Vegas for extravaganza, Father, Lord God. We also ask to seal deliverance and protection over the Diaz de Leon family that has been asked many times before, as well as our other artist family members, Father, Lord God. We ask that you keep us strong. We ask that you keep us focused. We ask that you please continue to keep us in faith and in your stride, Father, Lord God. We ask that you please watch over the prayer requests, those who are sick and shut in, those who are defeated, those who do not know a way out of a way. We ask that you please bless them. Show them that you can make a way out of no way, Father, Lord God. Show them that you can open any door that those are trying to close, and you can close any door that anyone is trying to open. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this word today. We thank you for the light that we have, and we just ask all these things in your heavenly sweet name, Father, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for closing us out in prayer. Thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting the people and getting us started, knowing that we have to trust in the Lord. And thank you, Minister Benita, for opening us up in prayer. Dr. Vanessa, anointed woman of God, thank you for bringing back to our remembrance and causing some of us to go forward and think about core values and doing the God thing. We love you. We honor you. Father, fill her to overflowing in the mighty name of Jesus. And to our family, the Master's call. To our listeners, we love you. We will speak with you tomorrow. Have a blessed day serving the King of Kings and be that minister in the marketplace. Good night.